Welcome to the Cattleman's Corner. I'm Brian Hale, sitting in for the late Howard Hale, as we continue his legacy of speaking with cattlemen and women from around the globe.
When it comes to raising cattle, maternal efficiency and greater calving ease are two very important traits, and the American Gelvy Association does a great job on their website laying out this information. The U.S. Meat Animal Research Center data shows Gelvy females have the smallest mature cow size of the four major continental breeds. This reduced mature cow size allows for puberty to be reached at an earlier age, which leads to calving earlier in the season and producing a heavier calf at a younger age. Visit gelvy.org. Now here's R.P. Smith, cowboy poet, to tell you about that event coming up in northwest Nebraska.
I wanted to let you homegrown listeners know the Old West Days, the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, has kept the same location, Valentine, Nebraska, but the date has changed, and that date is quickly approaching. The 2024 Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering will be April 26th and 27th. I don't know the entire lineup yet, but I do know that my friend Jake Riley, cowboy poet extraordinaire, will be one of the night show entertainers, along with up-and-coming Nebraska singing talent B.J. Jameson. Old West Days will be held in conjunction with Valentine's founding celebration, 1884 Days, and I hope you can attend the inaugural run as these two events combine for a great time in the heart of Nebraska's cattle country.
And in fact, Cherry County ranks number one in beef production in the whole United States. And catch more of that Nebraska Sandhills Hall of Fame poetry from R.P. Smith on his website at rpsmith.us. That's going to do it for the Cattleman's Corner. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.